1904 at Flint Hall. Yeah, I tried it. I still got the no charge light. I can't get anything.
Okay, so what happens when you hit the start button? Does anything happen at all? Make any noises? Anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, do you know how to do a rear start?
Yeah, it's been a while. I can go give that a try.
All right, go ahead and give that a try. When you're done with that, send me either ready for service if you're able to get it going. Send me another mechanical tie-up if you're not.
Okay, I'll let you know.
And also, real quick, make sure you don't forget to put it in the front run once you get it started, okay? If you do get it started.
Say that again.
Make sure you put it into front run. When you do the rear start, if you get it going, make sure you put it into front run.
Front run, you mean night run, or is that something on the back?
Yeah, it's on the back. You have to flip the switch into rear start, then you do the rear start, and then you have to flip it back into front run after it's going. I know if that makes sense. It probably will once you do it, but you're going to take it out of front run when you do the rear start. So we want it to be able to be on from the front of the bus.
Okay, sounds good. I'll take a look at it.
At 1622.